Now beyond the bench with head coach Dan Price of the Victoria Royals, coming off a 2-1 overtime loss to the Prince George Cougars. How do you digest this one? Lots of turns of events in the game.
Yeah, there were a lot of turns for sure. Really happy with the effort, especially at the end, to get the late power play goal to tie it. And then the continued effort after that, you know, the disallowed goal would have put us up 2-1. So I thought that was a really good effort to get to the net. And, you know, obviously some massive efforts by our penalty killers. Huge shot blocks, guys taking them in the chest, the ankles, the knee, the shoulder, Griff as well. You know, just a flurry of activity on all those penalty kills. So really proud of the effort.
And your take on the overtime as well?
Yeah, that was a long penalty kill. That was the 4-minute PK, and same thing. Guys were jumping in front of pucks and doing anything they could to keep it out. Had a great chance one way with Noah's partial breakaway, and it didn't go in. And, you know, unfortunately, just kind of cashed in a rebound there at the end going the other way. But, yeah, I really felt like, you know, we had many chances to win it, and, of course, including the disallowed goal.
Lots of time, though, spent penalty killing. Your killers do stop 9 out of 10 on it.
Yeah, good practice for the penalty killers for sure. Luckily, we went over that this morning.
You look throughout the game, it's lots of dominating shifts 5-on-5. It seems like, I guess, that would be something you want to carry forward, is to, you know, I guess, trying to stay out of the box.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you have to stay out of the box and all those kinds of things. I didn't think the team really lacked discipline tonight, though. You know, there were some penalties that weren't a direct result of lack of discipline. A few things we'll need to clean up for sure, but I didn't think it was something where the guys were just, you know, running around out of control. So that's something that we can tighten up. But then also, you know, as far as quality of scoring chances, like you mentioned, 5-on-5, you're right. I thought the puck possession in the offensive zone was good. The chances were good. There were a few that I know, like the players on the bench, already had their hands up. You know, like Kaspik, Soy, Philly, Zablocki, Walford. There were several where we thought it was in, and we had our hands up, and somehow it stayed out, hit a post, hit a stick, went off the goalie, whatever. But keep doing that, and you know, it'll eventually go in.
Just not getting the breaks either, it seemed like, and they're including a disallowed goal.
Yeah, a few of those, like you say, the pucks just got to find a way to move 6 inches more towards the net, and hopefully it'll go in. But, you know, like we've talked about before, our guys are resilient, they're confident, they know if they keep playing a certain way, eventually they'll have success. It's just a matter of not deviating and trying to be even better tomorrow.
With Kelowna losing, Vancouver lost as well, you're the only team that picked up a point in the standings, also clinching a playoff berth.
Yeah, important point, absolutely, and disappointed with the loss, of course. Guys worked so hard, but, you know, proud of the effort, as we talked about, and proud of the fact that, you know, we've now clinched a playoff spot, and as you mentioned, an important point in relation to the rest of the league as well, so hopefully we can get 2 tomorrow, but the guys should be proud. There's way more work to do, obviously, but the guys should be proud of clinching a playoff spot. It's a very difficult league to do that in, very difficult conference, very difficult division, so that's one small accomplishment, one small step, and tomorrow hopefully we can take another step forward.
Just one more question, just heading into tomorrow, one thing you'd like to see changed, or one thing you want the team to improve on for the game?
You know, we're just going to keep the focus on directing pucks towards the net and just making sure they're on target. You know, we want to make sure that we're not putting pucks, you know, over or around the net and not giving them a chance to go in. So if we can just narrow the focus a little bit, just hone in the sights a little bit and get a few more pucks on net, hopefully that'll help us.
Thanks for the stand, and congrats on earning the playoff spot.
Thanks very much.